So looking at assistance for students, what is actually available for students and international students in the midst of this whole situation?
Yeah, that's a good question. Look, university students can approach the universities for support, and universities have generally provided, have a fund, you know, for desperate students, and they say there is some support. I think the students who are in real trouble, you know, when people talk about international students, they generally think only of university students. But, of course, half of the international students in Australia are actually vocational English language students. And students in these, in those institutions, they have very little support or no support from the actual institution. So that's, you know, that's a real problem. And, of course, even the support from the universities is generally quite minimal because, you know, a lot of these students are paying $300-$400 a week for rent. So what they require in terms of support can be very substantial.
In terms of all those kinds of, living costs, rental, groceries, all these kinds of bits and pieces, what measures have some students been taking to actually stay afloat?
Right. No, very difficult. Obviously, a lot of them are in very difficult circumstances. Well, some of them have moved into more crowded accommodation. I mean, that's one way of trying to reduce your costs. A lot of them have tried to negotiate with their landlords to either defer the rent or lower the rent. And, of course, a lot of them are desperately looking for jobs. But, I think a lot of them are in very, very serious trouble. Because not only has the income reduced, a lot of the students who work and who rely on paid employment, you know, for paying the rent, etc., obviously that work's dried up. But also, for a lot of students, support from family has dried up because, or has decreased, because the families back home have already been affected by the pandemic.
How badly have we seen the likes of mental health affected in the midst of all this?
I think mental health issue is a very, very significant issue, and I think a lot of students are really battling. What our survey indicated was that a lot of students, loneliness is a very big issue now. It was a very big issue prior to the pandemic. We were very surprised that around about a third of students agreed or strongly agreed that they're lonely. And with the pandemic, the number of students saying that they're lonely has increased quite significantly. So I think this is a huge issue. And linked to that, I think, is a lot of anxiety and depression.
You mentioned, of course, the assistance coming from universities. It's hard to rely, though, on universities, given that is an individual approach. We could certainly say this university is doing a good job, this one's doing poorly in the midst of this one. In terms of the assistance that's coming from the larger community and from the Australian government, what can be done to better assist struggling students, international students and the like?
Right. Look, I think what has happened, of course, is that international students have been cast adrift. There's absolutely no government support whatsoever, you know, from the federal government. There's a bit of state government support, but it's pretty minimal. I think what we need to do is to really be, to be generous in the situation. A lot of these international students, I mean, they all pay a lot of money to be here. They contribute a tremendous amount to the Australian economy. And I think it's extremely unfortunate that they've received absolutely no support from the federal government. And I think what we should be doing is supporting them, giving them some support so that they, you know, a lot of these, in our survey, 1 in 5 students said that they fear being homeless. It's a real crisis. And I really do feel that the Australian government does have a responsibility to look after these students. And, of course, a lot of them are stuck in Australia. They can't go home. You know, the borders are closed. They really are very, very vulnerable.
Unfortunately, it is an immensely difficult one. Obviously, you know, you say what you will about the government's response. We're all kind of playing catch-up when it comes to dealing with COVID-19. But obviously, this is one very, very serious consequences for a lot of young people. Alan, thank you very much. Do appreciate you chatting about this one this morning.
No problem at all. Thanks very much.